All right, let's get started with the HubSpot custom events tool. Now, depending on what type of subscription you have for the Marketing Hub for HubSpot, will determine the type of custom events that you can create. So let's just go through the custom events. So if we go to your HubSpot menu on the left-hand side and click the data management icon, which is the four round cylinders stacked on top of each other, you'll see data management, and then you'll be able to see custom events. From here, you'll be able to create on a custom event. Let's talk about the custom events that you do have available to you. We'll go over the visualizer, which is perhaps the coolest tool out there, the HubSpot custom event visualizer. However, you'll notice a lock on those accounts, those marketing hubs that are not enterprise related. Enterprise only has access to the HubSpot visualizer custom event tool. However, you still have a couple of powerful ways to create custom events, and we'll get to those here in a second. So let's just imagine now that you do in fact have the visualizer. So once you do click on the visualizer, it's going to open a prompt for you to type in the website and launch the visualizer. Now, let's say that we want to create a custom event, right? Now, some ideas for a custom event. I'm going to open up the Kuno Creative website here. And as you can see, we have our Kuno Creative website. And this is going to talk about our SEM and PPC services that we have. Now, custom events are great for measuring which one of your contacts maybe engages with the with a case study, maybe a play button on a video, or right here we have this average monthly media spend to kind of figure out what our pricing would be for our prospects. So, from a lead, from a creating a smart retargeting campaign or a smart ad campaign, I think a custom event that measures the contacts that end up using the calculate button would be smart. Then we can use those contacts in a list and then send them over to StackAdapt to do programmatic ads. So what we're going to do is go ahead and go back to the visualizer, and we're going to put in the URL for that page. Once we're going to hit done, very much like HubSpot CMS, you're going to notice that it's going to open up the page, but also be in a HubSpot window. From here, it's going to say, "Hey, give us the event information." So I want to say that this event name is used calculate feature or button on SEM page, right? That's what I'm going to name my event. Now, I could add an optional description that gives me a little bit more contacts who have clicked on the calculate button to figure out the estimated cost of Kuno PPC SEM management services. That way, when somebody's looking at this, they can realize exactly what that event name means. Now, the data to track, visited URLs and clicked element. Obviously, we're going to want clicked element, but let's talk about visited URLs for a second, because I think the visualizer has a leg up on a Google Tag Manager or other ways to retarget based off of that. Now, you're probably saying to me, or you're probably saying to yourself, I don't need the data of a custom event created to measure the people that visit a specific URL. I can just use a tag, or I can just use a pixel and create an audience right from there. Now, you're absolutely correct. But what the real benefit of doing it with custom events is, it is sort of, you can create what's called wildcards, or you can create what's called contains. So let's say that you want to retarget with a programmatic StackAdapt ad everybody that's read a blog article on your website. There's no real easy way to go in and add a tag to all your blog pages, add a pixel to all your blog pages, right? It's more for individual pages. Here, you'll be able to create a wildcard as far as people that have visited maybe a group of product pages, a group of content pages, maybe a group of machine pages if you're an industrial manufacturer. So really, that's what the power of this tool will give you, is that you can create visitor URLs in groups as opposed to individual pages. Now let's get back to the item at hand, which is to create an event around this button being clicked. We're going to simply click on the clicked element, because this is a clickable button. We're going to hit next. Right now, this is where we're going to see the power come in, and we're going to click on this little bullseye symbol, right? And we're going to and you'll notice when you hover over, it's going to give you the ability to mark any areas on this page, and we specifically want to mark that calculate button. This is where the beauty comes in, because it automatically puts in the information about that button for you, right? So now you'll be able to track everybody that's clicked on that calculate button. There's a couple different features that you can do. Maybe this calculator is on several different pages, and you can track all your web pages within that have the HubSpot tracking script on it. You can track all of them that is on that domain, so they don't even need to have the tracking script on it. Or, in this case, we really want to just measure this page. The tracking name of this is calculate button clicks. I'm going to name it a specific tracking name. So from here, you're going to go ahead and hit next, and you're going to see that it has created a tracking name. It's tracking on that page, and it is specifically tracking on that button, that specific button that is being clicked upon. And all you're going to do is hit done, and you're going to be able to view the event right within there. And you'll notice the overview as contacts come in, they're going to go ahead and click on that event. Pretty cool feature within HubSpot.